Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press-on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles, brought to you by Hum Nutrition.
Okay, we have some beauty news we're really psyched about.
Super, super excited because there's a lot of good stuff.
Hey, Sarah, did you check out the Kylie Cosmetics office tour?
I did, thanks to you, and I'm so grateful.
Horizon! Horizon shine! How did she do it? Oh my God.
Horizon shine!
Horizon!
Horizon shine!
Ooh, we kind of harmonized there. I swear to God, Kylie was like, leave it in. Like, yeah. Like they were like, no, Chris. Chris yes. was like, leave that part in because that's going to get her the record deal we've been striving for all of this time.
It was like the most awkward, like it was like 2 seconds.
Stormy's
sitting in the fucking dark. They probably did like 10 takes.
Stormy's like, Mom, did you guys? Okay, so then Kylie, like somebody of course made a remix of yes. like the 3 second clip.
Yes.
It sounds like a dubstep remix. And Stormy is like dancing to it in the living room, one yes. of her many living rooms. And then all of a sudden she's like, Daddy sing. And Kylie's like, no, Mommy. And she's like, Stormy's clearly like, no.
Yeah.
I need Daddy to sing.
Can you wait back up and tell us what the whole video is, though?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the reason why we're even bringing it up is she does a tour of the Kylie Cosmetics offices, which is kind of amazing. I mean, it's huge.
Huge.
So I wonder how many people she actually employs at the company. And like, are they shared with ColourPop? Like, right. you know, that type of thing. I'm not sure, but.
Is KKW's office like right next door or connected?
Does KKW have an office?
No, I don't know.
Kim is like, how does this bitch have an office? And I don't.
Because she makes more money.
True.
That's why. I wonder how often Kylie goes into the office.
I mean.
She's a full nursery.
She would lead us to believe.
That she's there.
She's there a
lot. 9 to 6.
Yes.
Monday through Friday.
So, but it's awesome. I mean, can we come shoot at the Kylie Cosmetics offices?
Yes.
She has a white psych that is truly larger than my home.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar, a white psych is what people use to take photographs on. So I guarantee you, like, I mean, all of her campaign images are done there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was massive. It really was just like, this is what wealth is.
Yeah. But the highlight was that moment.
Rise and shine.
So you guys definitely
check it out.
Check the video out. And then Ariana Grande did her own version, correct?
And like ask Kylie if she could sample it in a song. If Kylie Jenner somehow becomes a huge pop star out of this, I don't know if I can keep living.
She is probably already asking Travis Scott if she could like sing background vocals for a song of his. And I'm sure that I'm sure it's already done.
How does he rap? He like always is like, whoa. I don't know how his voice is. I tried. But it's like Kylie in the background. How does it shine?
Oh my gosh.
Poor Stormy.
Yeah.
We gotta feel for Stormy.
Yeah.
She's living in a life that no other child will ever live.
All of them, honestly.
Yeah, really. Okay, so you went to an event.
Yes, I went to an event for the launch of Kimchi Beauty. So for those of you who are familiar with RuPaul's Drag Race, mm-hmm. Kimchi was one of the contestants, one of the, you know, most lovable drag queens. And she decided to team up with Toni Ko, who is the founder of NYX Cosmetics, sold NYX Cosmetics for $1 billion.
Yes.
Signed a contract that said she could not launch any beauty brands for 5 years. So during that time, she launched Perverse, which was a sunglasses line. And I don't even know if it's actually still around.
Neither.
Or if she was just like bored and like needed to do something. Because she is one of those women who like, I mean, she's, we went to her house for this launch party.
And
it
is amazing.
A mansion in Larchmont. And it was just like, I was like, wow. Goals. One day.
I would die to live in Hancock Park or Larchmont area. Yeah. And I didn't even know this area that you told me about even existed in Larchmont.
I didn't either. It's like so tucked away.
Goals. Yeah.
It's like a gated community where there's just like Bel Air type mansions mm-hmm. in the middle of the city, which is wild. Long story short, Toni Ko decided to get back into the beauty world, launched this bespoke beauty brand where she'll be launching different brands underneath this company. And the first launch was with Kimchi. So it is a collection with a huge palette, eyeshadow palette, liquid eyeshadows, lip glosses, and then this cute little handheld mirror, and all of the products are under $28. And then the launch party was at Toni Ko's house, and it was just like this gorgeous, as one of my friends said, Miami style home. Like it was just like the pool was in the middle.
Of course.
Like there was like two giant guests, like not even guest rooms. It was like guest home, like a guest house.
It's like the Fountain Blue or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. And there were lots of drag queens there. There was like California Donuts, Bubbles. It was super fun. And the products are really, really cute. However, they are made in China. And on the package, it says that it's cruelty free.
Yes.
So and Kirby and I were discussing this.
Yeah. And I think this is actually a really great question because we, like when we were talking about it, I'm like, wait, what? Like for a second, I thought we were uncovering something like super dark.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God, what? And then thanks to Cruelty Free Kitty, our friend who we have never met, and I have no idea if they have ever even listened to this podcast, but if you Google anything cruelty free, that blog is always going to be the top search results. She basically answers questions that a lot of us have about can you sell it or can you make product in China and still be cruelty free? The answer is yes. The law when it comes to testing on animals is anything that's an import.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, just goes back to really understanding the law when it comes. So, you know, this brand is going to be sold in China through e-commerce. They're not going to test on animals in that way. But of course, you can make products in China and then sell them through e-commerce around the world. It doesn't mean just because they're produced and manufactured there that they are testing on animals. So that's actually pretty common, like Becca Cosmetics, Jaclyn Hill palettes.
NYX Cosmetics,
yeah,
right?
Even NYX, yeah. So
I think,
you know,
that's how brands are able to keep the price affordable and low is to make the products in China. But that doesn't necessarily mean, like you said, like we said, it isn't cruelty free.
Exactly. Because they do have like all of the logos and mm-hmm. everything that they need. It would actually be super ballsy if they were like, we're cruelty free. Surprise. We like test, you know, sell in China or something like that.
Totally.
But that's not what this is. It's not the same thing.
Right.
So yeah. I'm glad that we discussed that beforehand because I'm like, oh, that's definitely a question people have.
Seriously. Okay, so you were very busy also. You were on a little trip with Max Factor.
Yeah, so Max Factor came back to the United States in 2016 after, I think, like a six-year hiatus, maybe longer. Max Factor, I remember when I was a little kid, it was like a pretty big brand.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize, especially when I was little, that Max Factor is a person. He created.
No clue.
Yeah. He is known as like the father of makeup. The trip was all about this hashtag Max is back and they're coming back in a big way. We got to see some new launches that they're going to be coming out with in 2020, which I'm really excited about. I really got some FaceTime with Wendy Rowe, who is their creative director, and she develops products for them, but she's an amazing makeup artist and she has the best accent ever. And I loved her assistant, Amy. Oh my God. Amy and I were like soul sisters. I'm like, can you please move here? But she was fabulous. But anyways, I was the only American on the trip, which was crazy.
That's really interesting.
And it was a very small group of editors.
So it's a global launch?
Yes.
Okay.
And there were people from London, from Spain, from Germany. And so each editor had an assigned PR person from where they were from to be with them, which I thought was super interesting because usually it's like a little gaggle of publicists and then like a ton of editors. And each editor had somebody specifically assigned to make sure that they were being taken care of, which I thought was just like super really proper nice. And really nice.
Yeah.
We stayed at the One Hotel. So it was a staycation. If you're ever coming to the LA area, I love the One Hotel. It's where we had the Aveeno event with Jennifer Aniston. A lot of brands are starting to have more events there, but it's a sustainable hotel. So what I loved is like we had an app that you would call for room service, you know, to refresh your room or whatever.
Even the key is like a little token.
The key is like a little token.
Which and, I would lose.
Oh, I lost mine.
Okay.
Like the first night. I'm like, I'm sorry. And then even the privacy signs and stuff, it's not like a piece of plastic you hang on your doorknob. It's literally a rock that says, not now.
Wow.
It's like carved not now in there. So
it's
I'm
such
like,
a beautiful hotel too. Yeah,
it's great. So we stayed there and then we went around Hollywood learning about Max Factor because Max Factor, he is the man that democratized makeup for people like me and you. In old Hollywood, only women that were performers were really wearing makeup and women were made to feel bad about wearing makeup. Like they would buy makeup in private, like they were very secretive about it. And when he opened up his boutique, he is the one that would have the general public come in and buy products from him. But I absolutely loved going on this Hollywood museum tour because if you go to Hollywood and Highland, it's like, you know, in the thick of everything where the Dolby Theater is and El Capitan and all that stuff.
Which I tried to avoid.
Which is like truly tourist nightmare. However, if you want to go to Chick-fil-A,
right.
Go to Chick-fil-A and walk up Highland and go to the Max Factor Museum because it's his original boutique.
How did we not know that that's been there this whole time?
Well, I knew it was there because I went to an event for Dick Page, okay. A very prominent special effects makeup artist and regular makeup artist as well. And I was like, oh my God, this museum is fascinating. There's like all of these set pieces and it is still structurally and painted the same as when Max Factor created it.
Wow.
But it was nuts because I was driving and I would see it on my drive and I'm like, oh man, I'd love to go back there and just like actually spend some time there. And then they invited me and we're like, we're going there. But when you walk in, it's really interesting. I know this is getting to be a long story, but I think people have kind of found it interesting on our Instagram. When you walk in, there are different rooms and you would go to a room assigned based on your hair color, which I thought was super interesting. It wasn't divided based on your skin tone.
Yeah.
So there was a redhead only room that was painted green. There was the blondes room, which was a pale blue. There was a brunette room, which was like really warm with pinks and mauves. And then there was what he called a brownette room. And brownettes, I guess, are typically like medium brown and lighter. But everyone would start in the brownette room. It was like very brightly lit. And he would look at you and say, okay, I don't know if this hair color is really suiting you. Let's make you red. That's what he did to Lucille Ball. She came in. She was blonde. She looked like every other old Hollywood star. He's like, we got to fix your brows and we need to make you a redhead. So he takes her, he dyes her hair red, and then he takes her into the green room and instantly she looks complimented. Like her skin looks like everybody looks better in the room they're supposed to be in.
He was responsible for making her a redhead?
Yes.
That's wild.
Like essentially color theory in general.
Yeah, it's
like,
sure.
And so like when you go into the pale blue room, I'm like, oh, I look best in the pale blue room because I have blonde hair. Mm-hmm. This suits me.
So I would be in the brownette room?
Yes. And you would probably look best in the brownette room or the brunette room.
Okay.
And in the redhead room, we all looked horrendous.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I look sallow, it's green, but like the redheads looked amazing. So I found this truly riveting. I'm like, give me more of this information. He made Marilyn Monroe platinum. He took her from like a really deep blonde to the platinum because she loved Jean Harlow. So he's responsible for that. They take you in this room where they had all the wigs and stuff that they would help people with. Like even men and stuff had wigs and mustache wigs and stuff like that because, you know, obviously on camera you want to amp up your look. So if you have time and you come to the LA area, go to the Max Factor Museum. I could literally talk about this for hours because I learned so much and it was fascinating. And all his original makeups there, original wigs that he used. And Max Factor is actually, he created the long-lasting lipstick. Mm-hmm. He created the mascara wand. He created lip gloss. It used to be in a pot. And it was like almost like a waxy consistency.
Yeah.
So all of these things that we still use today.
Yeah.
They were developed by him and have evolved since. But he's the one that created the word makeup. Just truly fascinating
wow,
stuff.
I need to go.
We should both go. I'd love to spend more time there.
I'll go like, we'll go like in the middle of the week, early in the morning.
I would love, yes. And I would love to do a Los Angeles tour around LA.
Yes.
And that be one of the stops.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're going to dream big.
Come with us.
Come with us. Come join us. But truly, yeah. If you come to LA, please go to the Max Factor Museum if you love makeup. I was living in a dream. It was absolutely fabulous. And I want to thank Max Factor for considering me for the trip.
Kirby, did you know that you could log on to Hum Nutrition and take a 3-minute quiz to create your nutrition profile?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Okay, well, maybe some of our listeners didn't know.
I'm kidding. Of course I have to know right. because Hum is our lovely presenting sponsor. And I think that actually is something like one of the reasons why we love Hum as a brand, especially for supplements, because you can go on there and you know you're talking to a registered dietitian and they are going to help you find the best supplement for your personal needs.
Exactly. So I feel like it can be really overwhelming to figure out what you actually need to be taking. And so you take this little quiz and then you get recommendations personalized to your needs from a nutritionist, like Kirby said. And then you can choose the vitamins. And then when you buy them, you can save 25% when you buy three.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like what, 3 months? Probably.
Yeah. So like we would take like Wingman, which is now our fave.
Glow Sweet Glow.
Yep.
Also they have the pre and probiotic formula.
Yes.
Which you're going to start hearing so much about gut health and it being linked to your skin's microbiome.
Yes.
Because your microbiome is full of microorganisms that need both good and bad bacteria. But you want to also handle that internally as well.
And they have a new product coming out that we'll talk a little bit more on another episode called Mighty Night.
Mighty Night. Yeah. Yeah.
We both have not tried it yet. So we're really excited to test it out for you guys. So you can, you know, take the quiz, see which ones you need and bundle up and save.
Yeah. And let us know what your personal experience has been using supplements like Hum. Our DMs are open. Yeah. So we want to hear from you.
Okay. We're talking about
What's on your face?
Okay. What's on your face, girl?
I want to mention two things. One being the Color Science Even Up Clinical Pigment Corrector. So a couple of weeks ago, actually like 10 days ago, I went in to Rappaport Dermatology and I got IPL for my broken capillaries.
We need to talk about this.
Yes.
Let's talk about this.
I looked like I was from The Purge or something. Okay.
If you follow Kirby on Instagram, then you...
We need a bell for that. I think we say that at least once. So if you follow me on Instagram, ding. But truly, some of y'all were like, girl, go to a doctor.
It was a journey.
It was a journey. So I got IPL. I've had IPL. I've had it through Skin Laundry. I know that Skin Laundry is not like the most intense IPL you can get, especially for like a 10-minute treatment. Mm-hmm. But I did not think my skin was going to react this way. So
I didn't think so either.
They told me, listen, there's a 30% chance your face might swell afterwards, but they numbed me for like 45 minutes. Okay. Which I was like, why are you numbing me?
What were you doing for those 45 minutes?
Talking to someone from Color Science. And
great.
They had me numbed for 45 minutes and my face got a little red just from the numbing. And they're like, oh yeah, you have reactive skin. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So they do the IPL. I'll be honest. I got microneedled professionally, and I said that was probably the most intense treatment I've ever gotten. This was the most intense treatment. Like, even with numbing, it still felt like somebody was pulling back a rubber band as far as it could go and letting it slap against my skin. They had me in tanning goggles, so they went pretty high up underneath my eye.
Wow.
Which I was kind of surprised by. And then afterwards, my skin was, it was red, but they put on the Color Science Even Up Clinical Pigment Corrector to show me how well it works. Like, that was the whole reason why I was going in to get a treatment, was to see that this stuff really does cover redness and melasma and stuff really well.
So they were like, let's get her as red as possible.
I guess so. But listen, like, there's one specifically for dark spots in melasma, which is the Even Up. And then there's one specifically for redness. This covered my redness perfectly. So I think it works great. And awesome. It's actually a sunscreen. So what I'll say is this. Has a little bit of tint to it. So it softly blurs the skin, covers up any pigmentation you might have, covers any redness. It is a really nice consistency. So you don't need that much and you just smooth it on. And it's like a hardcore sunscreen. I wore it to Malibu this week, and I typically come back and have a lot of darkness on my face just from being out in the sun. And it did a great job of keeping my skin as even toned as it could be with my melasma.
Yeah.
But there are two things I want to say, even though I love it. And I feel like it's a great primer almost, even though I'm not a big primer person. It's expensive. Okay. It's meant to be treatment, aftercare, skincare. Okay. So like, it's $125.
Okay.
It's a hefty bottle of it. I love this product, but also for $125, it smells bad. It doesn't smell good. What's it smell like? It's like a mix of wax and something else. Like, when I put it on, I audibly, like, I'm audibly like, ew. Like, which I know this is not a glowing recommendation, but I truly, it's like skincare needs to smell good or not anything at all. I know they didn't add any fragrance or anything like that to it, so I'm not worried about it. But the smell for the price, I feel like they got to fix it. So Color Science, if you're listening, huge fan, love your stuff, but you got to fix the smell of this stuff, because I love wearing it, but I don't enjoy putting it on. And then I feel like that was kind of like a Debbie Downer one. I don't want people to think it's bad.
No, but you liked it.
I do like it. I'm wearing it religiously now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it covers up redness. If you have any type of flushing to your skin, which, rosacea.
Like so many people do.
Or you know you're going to get a treatment and you need to go somewhere afterwards, I highly recommend this product. They do a great job of covering up and coverage in general. But yeah, there's pros and cons to it for sure. But it's SPF 50. I've been using it underneath my makeup and I'm loving it.
Awesome.
And then just one little sidebar. I am wearing Max Factor today. They have some bomb mascaras. Unfortunately, you have to buy this one on Amazon because they don't sell it in store here. It's the Max Factor 2000 Calorie Mascara.
That I love
sounds
that name.
Insane. But it says it's the perfect mascara for sensitive eyes. It's fragrance free. I didn't realize fragrance was in mascara, but apparently sometimes they add ingredients that have fragrance.
Seems unnecessary.
But it says that you can achieve up to 300% more volume on your bare lashes.
Wow.
I don't know if that, I didn't put to the test in terms of percentage, but my lashes, I was wearing them without fake lashes this week.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, wow, your lashes are really great. So I'm into it.
Okay.
Go cool. Max Factor.
Awesome.
2000 calorie mascara.
I love that.
Okay, Sarah.
Yes.
What's on your face?
Okay, so I recently finished, what was it? It was one of the Tatcha moisturizers that I love.
Dewy?
It was the dewy. And then I was like, okay, I could go to my next jar of dewy, or I could go to another old favorite, which is the Kate Somerville Exfoliate Glow, which I've been using on and off for the last couple years since it came out. And every time I use it, I am always reminded why I love it so freaking much. And I have recommended this product to so many of my friends. I've talked about it on Instagram. I like have been interviewed before, you know, about like what my favorite products are. And this always is on the list. So it is the Exfoliate Glow moisturizer. So it has the glycolic acid, lactic acid, and fruit enzymes.
Yep.
And I swear to you, like every time I use it, it's like I forget I'm using it. And then I wake up and look in the mirror. I'm like, wow, my skin looks really good this morning. And it's because of this moisturizer. It changes your skin texture. It makes you feel glowy, but then it does get rid of all that, you know, the dead skin cells and everything overnight when you're, you know, if you use it in the evening. So I just like love it so much. It's $65, so it's not super cheap, but it's not super expensive either.
No, and honestly, I love this moisturizer too.
Yeah.
It's a tried and true fave. Los Angeles approved.
Yes.
It really, you guys are familiar with this Exfoliate, right?
Which is another one of their best sellers.
Yep. And it's such a cute name.
Yeah.
But it's the exfoliator that you put on your face. It's green. Mm-hmm. You'll feel a little tingle. You'll leave it on almost like a mask for a few minutes, and then you'll rub in circular motions to like basically give that physical and chemical exfoliating experience.
Exactly.
I've had actually some people, you probably too, saying like, well, how does this work? Like, I'm not feeling the tingle. I'm like, well, you don't just wash your face with it. You have to leave it on for a minute.
Right.
So the little Pac-Man can come in and just eat all the day.
Exactly.
Pac-Man exactly. doesn't make that noise, but whatever.
So yeah, this is like from the same line. And I think I almost prefer it only because sometimes the exfoliate product is a little bit harsh on my skin, only because I've become a little bit more sensitive over the years. Mm-hmm. And I find that this, I have the same results if I use it consistently. And I feel like my skin is just like very happy after using it. So,
well, your skin looks amazing.
Thanks.
And I have to say, listen, like if you can't get a creme.
Yeah, no, I mean, and
it's a totally different texture.
Totally different texture. And although I would use this in winter as well, mm-hmm. Or, you know, when I need a little bit more moisture. But yeah, like you said, it's just different. Have we talked about this, how it's like maybe a good idea to mix up the products that you use?
Ooh, I don't think we have, no.
Because
you want to play around.
Keep your skin, you know.
Keep your skin guessing.
Guessing, working.
But also, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right,
because
no.
Listen, like whatever. Sometimes, I think the most common question or one of them is, okay, I like my regimen and I feel like my skin is good, but should I be buying this product because I saw it promoted on Instagram or yeah. whatever, or someone that I know was, you know, promoting it? No, you don't need to have anything if you don't feel like it's necessary for you.
Exactly.
Like if you don't think an essence is worth it, that's
right.
totally fine.
Right.
I think the only thing that is really essential in your routine is making sure you cleanse your skin, making sure you have a moisture component and wear sunscreen during the day. And exfoliation is also key for people that tend to be acne prone or oily. But I actually am kind of fascinated because I'm in a lot of Facebook beauty groups and they talk so much about like, this is my current skincare routine, and they are using serums as a replacement for moisturizer. And I'm like, no,
yeah,
you
no.
still need your moisturizer.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah. Why?
Completely
I don't
different.
Know.
I will say, like, back to the part about switching products or yeah. using different ones, it's also just in terms of like seasons and what your skin is feeling
yes.
and what you need that day. And I think that with this product, it is really great if you're feeling like dull and dry. And I felt that after, you know, the summer. I mean, it's still really freaking hot in LA.
Yeah, seriously.
But, you know, just after wearing so much sunscreen and just feeling like and just sweating all the time, like this is just such a great product to bring me back.
Yeah, but play with your routine.
Yeah.
Play with your routine.
So,
see what works for you. Okay.
Today is a very special day.
Yes, it is.
Because we have two queens.
Queens!
All the way from Canada, Toronto's finest.
They said sorry, and I was like, oh my God, they're
crazy. We're so LA.
We're so LA.
Yeah. Do you want us to say about?
Yes, that too. Okay, so you're hearing their voices, but let's do a proper intro.
Yes.
So, Carlene Higgins and Jill Dunn are the brilliant beauty editors and hosts behind Breaking Beauty, a podcast that delivers the damn good stories behind the best-selling beauty products and the people behind them. Jill Dunn has more than a dozen years of experience reporting on beauty and lifestyle trends at publications like Elle Canada, Hello Canada, and Glow Magazine, and she's also one of the resident beauty experts on The Marilyn Dennis Show on CTV. Carlene Higgins was an award-winning beauty editor at Flair for over 10 years and continues to cover all things beauty and style as a freelancer for sites like The Coveteur and Elle Canada, and is a blogger for Beholder, a site for modern women over 35. Breaking Beauty is currently celebrating having over 1 million downloads.
Woo!
So we are beyond thrilled to have these beauty podcast veterans on our baby beauty pod today. So
thank you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
this
no.
is Jill speaking.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit higher and I talk faster. So that's how you differentiate.
Do you guys
us.
Have people tell you like, you guys sound the same, or oh my gosh, like I don't know. Like they started telling Kirby and me that we sounded the same.
Yeah,
and
they're
I was
like, oh, I can't tell who's saying
really,
what. I'm like, really?
Are we morphing into each other? Do you guys feel like, and you guys can finish each other's sentences at this point?
Yes. I don't know if people confuse us, but I think we pick up different intonations that we have like just started to like mirror each other a little bit.
Maybe. And but our old producer used to call us high low.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she's high and I'm low, mm-hmm. and she's speedy and I'm like, I feel I'm constantly on Valium is how I sound. I'm just very slow. I'm slow to get it out.
But yeah, no, I don't think people can use this too much. They're but
right? Well, we're so, so excited to have you guys on.
Because we're doing a pod swap.
Yes.
We're doing
a
pod swap. So we are on Breaking Beauty and they are on Los Angeles. You have to go over to their pod to listen to what we talked about, which was juicy.
Yeah, super juicy.
Kind of pulling back the curtain on the beauty industry and kind of sharing all of our collective experiences on it. So please go listen to the episode and subscribe to Breaking Beauty, please.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about what's on your face. Yes. Okay. So Carlene and Jill, if you're not familiar, what's on your face? We talk about one product that's currently on our face.
Okay.
Do you guys want to start and do the honors?
Yes.
Okay.
I will start. This is Jill. Because we're in Los Angeles and I burn to a crisp even at the sight of the sun, I'm going to talk about this Dermalogica Prisma Protect SPF 30 sunscreen, daily face sunscreen. I've been loving it. It's amazing under makeup. Feels like you're wearing nothing, which is the key to compliance for wearing SPF as good beauty editors. We all know that.
Yep.
And this one is $65. And I just really think the texture of it is incredible. And it's I don't burn at all when I have it on.
The
and
texture is fabulous. Yes. I think that's why, like, people hear $65 for a sunscreen, they're like, what?
Yeah.
But it is truly worth it for texture alone.
To me, this is the number one anti-aging product you can use, right?
The science behind it, too.
Yes.
I remember when they launched the product and I was like, I can't fully understand it, but I am fully invested in it.
That's how I feel about a lot of Dermalogica products. Like, they're so over my head, but I'm like, listen, you're giving me all of the innovation and the research and backing. I believe you.
Yeah. They work really hard to try to explain like these innovations and you're just like, does it work? That's what people want to know.
Right.
Totally. Does it work? And that's the thing. Because I think there is some technology. What is
it's a light defense.
It's like
light activator.
The sun activates with the sun.
Yeah. But it's like, you don't really need to know that. All you need to know is you're going to want to wear it under your makeup. You're going to want to wear it every day. And that's key.
This is what's on my face today. That's my pick.
Exciting.
Carlene, let's hear it.
Okay. So I'm wearing ColourPop eyeshadow. And this is a really big deal for me. Because
you guys are so LA.
Because ColourPop has basically ignored us for so long because I just feel like their product sells themselves, mm-hmm. you know, and they're really focused on influencers. So I think it's just like, I don't know. And, you know, because we're in Canada, like we just haven't gotten on their radar, but we went to the ColourPop head office.
Oh, man, it's so fun.
We interviewed the founders of ColourPop. We got the full backstory, the origin story on how the brand came to be, as we do on Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Yeah.
We were blown the fuck away.
Totally.
By, like, their business model, obviously the success. They do Kylie's line and KKW. And so when we were there, we made our own eyeshadow.
Of
yes,
course.
We did.
So fun.
It's in this like adorable little
what did you name
container.
It?
You know what? We haven't named it yet.
It is our logo colors though. So it is Breaking Beauty.
That's really cute.
We did our best to hit with that. So, and I'm wearing, so they have this Rose Romance quad, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And it just has like the individual Super Shock shadows inside. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wearing this. I love this beautiful kind of burgundy like rust color. I feel like this is very LA right now too, these like terracotta tones. So I love that. And then I just did the one we did has a hint of shimmer, so I just did like a little pop on the inner corner. So a little bit of custom
gorge
action.
I love it. Super Shock shadows are like one of my favorites, and ColourPop in general is a brand, like an affordable brand that
totally.
I always recommend.
Change the game.
So good. So we're so excited about all of that.
Yeah, well, beautiful faces. So what are we going to talk about today?
Okay, today we're talking about drugstore beauty and our favorite drugstore beauty buys. Los Angeles loves to be a little bit extra, so we're like, oh, we love this $100 moisturizer, and people are like, girl, get a grip.
And Jill and Carlene have been in the industry for so long, so you guys have tried everything.
Literally everything. Jill, though, you were saying that like you are similar to me in our basic bitchness.
Yeah, I love a basic bitch product.
Yes.
I love a good buy. I love a good deal. And then I don't feel guilty about recommending it to people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we're going to just like shoot out like categories and you guys tell us.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay, perfect. So let's start with foundation.
Yeah.
Foundation.
Okay. Carlene, you go first.
All right. Well, today I'm actually wearing, this is another thing on my face, I'm wearing the Maybelline Dream Urban Cover.
Oh my God.
CC.
Yes. That's yours, right?
That was mine.
Foundation.
Yes.
This is such a good product, and I feel like it's a dupe for the IT Cosmetics CC cream,
which
right?
I'm actually wearing today.
Right.
But yes, amazing dupe.
SPF, both are SPF 50, both have antioxidants, both are full coverage CC creams, and of course they're both owned by L'Oreal, so we know that this happens all the time. L'Oreal will acquire a brand and they share their technology, they just do. Yep. And so, you know, on the one hand, IT Cosmetics is coming in at $39 mm-hmm. and the Maybelline is $12.99. So In terms of like the wear, sorry, USD.
Sorry, we did our homework.
Okay, yeah, USD. Wow. Thanks for doing the math for us.
We actually have most of our listeners in the US, so we are like very conscious of y'all. about an amalgam, and so definitely not the matte. Like, it's not a dupe for the matte for people who like the IT Cosmetics matte one. Yeah. It's more like the OG.
Original.
The original. So it gives you kind of like a dewy finish.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
I'm so glad that
it looks like skin.
Your skin looks like skin.
Yeah.
Which I'm very happy about.
Yeah.
I'm really into this product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's a good one.
What are you going to hit us with next?
Ooh.
Should I give a foundation or should we just keep moving
on?
Mine is the Revlon Candid Colorstay Foundation. Medium coverage. I'm not wearing it today, but it is such a good buy. I think it's $7.
Staple.
And it is a great, I think there's 31 shades. It will suit almost everybody. It's buildable. It looks like skin. Total sleeper hit. I feel like it did not get a lot of press out of the gate, but even the concealer is really good too. And so I feel good about recommending that. And it is a medium coverage foundation, so you can put it on and you're not like feeling like you're pulling and tugging. It blends really well. There's vitamin E in it. They say it has anti-pollution in it, but I'm not like a big believer in that. I just think it works and there's a big shade range, so I think it's a good one to recommend.
Revlon, I think a lot of people sleep on Revlon face products specifically. I love their Photo Ready line.
Absolutely.
It's a really great line. Our Facebook group, actually, someone was like, listen, I'm in college, I want a foundation, but I am on a drugstore budget, and so many people were suggesting both Maybelline and Revlon. I'm like, thank God, because they're both really great brands.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, think back in the day, Revlon was one of the only ones that had a diverse range of models, and they had Halle Berry, and I can't even remember the other spokespeople, but it was like they prioritized that at the drugstore from a very, very early days.
So
and I remember like Skin Lights too, like, oh my God, throwback product from Revlon.
So yes.
That was like the first highlighter at the drugstore that everybody loved. And it was discontinued, and then they brought it back. It was one of the first that like was like crowdsourcing to bring something back.
Totally.
Yeah. Wow. So I think it's a good one.
Okay. So next category, mascara. Everyone wants to know, what's a good drugstore mascara?
I mean, this is you definitely have heard this before, but L'Oreal Voluminous is just so good. It's a classic Makeup by Mario. That's the one drugstore product that he always uses. He talked about that when he was on our podcast. So that's just like a classic go-to.
Yeah. I also think the Essence Lash Princess. Have you guys ever tried
that?
It's $5.
Awesome.
And it's always sold out. So you heard it here first. Get online and get it before all these other bitches do.
I love the name Lash Princess.
Not on brand for me. I am not a princess at all. But I tried it and I was like, it's $5. It's probably $3 actually at Target.
It's so cheap.
It's so cheap and it's really good. It's made in Germany. It's great quality and it's a sleeper hit brand that not everybody knows about.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with the Voluminous family in general.
Yeah.
I love Original. Waterproof's great. I love Lash Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
The
pink
one. That's what
I'm saying. I had a moment with that last summer too. I was using it all the time. Yeah, it's a great one.
It's a great one. Mm-hmm. And then it's a part, I think it's a part of the Voluminous family, but it's L'Oreal Unlimited.
Okay.
Maybe it's not. I learned about it in Paris last year. It launched last October in Paris, came here in January. It's $12. It has like this unique wand. You guys probably have seen it. It moves. So you can move it at a 45-degree angle.
Yes, the one that's in a little pot.
Yes.
It's a dupe of the old Guerlain one.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like very, it's such an old, like a new version of an old school product, it's awesome.
No, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
Amber Heard was on our show and she talked about loving that as well. Yeah. I mean, obviously she's an ambassador, but it was new at that time.
It's a good
time.
One.
Mm-hmm. No, I like how it tilts. I like that little, it's the old like makeup artist hack where they used to bend their wand like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good for people like me with hooded eyes where it's like you really got to work to get in the...
Mm-hmm. Down corners. At the lash line, corners. Yeah.
So another good one.
I can't speak to this because I have eyelash extensions, but I want to know, in Toronto, is our eyelash extensions really big? The way
they still are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, I've done them before. It's like not something I do regularly though, but I do have a good drugstore eyelash brand that I just tried.
Let's hear it.
Because I do a lot of on-camera work like you, Kirby.
Yeah.
And these are new from Ardell. I don't know if you've tried them, but they're the Remy lashes.
The Remy.
So Remy is 100% human hair.
Yeah.
So these are Ardell. They're $7.99. They're, mine are looking a little beat up because I love them and
do
I've worn them.
Do we have those?
I don't.
Yes, you do. I checked for you. They're seven. They're like $7.95.
Tori Matt, I'm appalled that I have not.
You just got someone in trouble.
I'm like, why have you not? You sent me the magnetic lashes, but you didn't send me these Remy lashes.
Yes, yeah.
Girl. Oh.
The style that I want to shout out is 778. These are the best
778.
Ones.
778. You heard it here first.
You maybe said this, but Remy means real hair.
Yes, I said that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So we. So the one tip I have about these guys is that when you pull them off the plastic thing, you can reuse these. They are real hair, so they're not the plastic ones that you're used to, like just bending and manipulating a ton of different ways. They're a little more, you have to handle them with more care.
Got it.
Okay.
So people will, I think, I've seen reviews of these where people are like, oh no, like I ripped them. So you have to be careful when you're applying them and putting them on. And I'm obsessed with them. And I've had so many compliments when I'm wearing them because they're real hair. They look like your natural lashes.
Totally.
They're such a good buy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we move to skincare?
Yeah.
Let's do
Absolutely. I will kick it off. So I've got a dupe for the Dermalogica again, getting another hit, the Daily Microfoliant. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows this product. It's like a rice bran loose powder that you put into the palm of your hand and you add a couple drops of water, swish it around. It gets into like a paste and then you use it to exfoliate. You get a brightening and it also has a bit of hydrating as well in it. Oop, knocked it over. So this is a dupe from Indeed Labs. Do you guys know about this brand?
No.
Okay. So Indeed Labs is Canadian. Shout out to Canada again. And they kind of started back in the day with, there's a whole backstory between like them versus Deciem, and they kind of like some of the people worked together and like split off and Indeed Labs was quietly running its business when Deciem was like taking off. But it's similar concept. It's like their products tend to be like active ingredients, like really focused on a single ingredient at a drugstore price point and really simple packaging, that kind of thing. This line launched in the US in July. They're at Ulta Beauty. So they have a couple of like really stellar products that you need to know about, but this is the one that's a dupe for the microfoliant.
Okay.
So same type of idea. It's got the rice bran in it and it also has like hydrating ingredients as well. And it's not too scratchy. I literally did like a side-by-side this morning and used them both. They're very similar.
Wow.
This one's $25 and the other one's like
$60. Wow.
So that's a great dupe. Reco. And then Jill can tell you about like one or two other Indeed ones that are great, like gateway ones to try.
I need to get...
Carolyn Hirons, who you guys probably know, the big YouTuber, no BS YouTuber, she's like a fan of Indeed. I think she consults with them. If I had to guess, and she's been on our show and we actually met her through Indeed, but anyway, she, I think, is consulting for them on products, and they just launched these no acid pads because I think there's a tendency with like all the glycolic pads that are out there and everything, they're just like kind of overdoing it. So I really thought it was a novel idea. It's called no acid pads. Wow. And they're like enzyme based exfoliating pads, so they are a lot gentler.
Wow.
And then they even have like bakuchi oil pads, which is obviously like an idea.
It's retinol.
Retinol. It's like a spinoff of retinol that's a lot gentler. And what's their other product? Oh, we did a whole color correction, or we did a whole episode about their color correctors.
They've got tons of good stuff.
Yeah, so skincare and makeup.
Mostly skincare.
One like entree where they were starting to get into just like color correcting, but it's pretty much
all skincare.
Okay. Yeah. So,
yeah. We need to get in touch with absolutely. Them for sure. That's awesome.
What drugstore sunscreen products are you guys using in Toronto?
Well, we can get La Roche-Posay at our drugstores. So okay. It's amazing. It's the one that I love is the
Anthelios.
Yeah, the Anthelios. You can't go wrong. It's so good and protective. But the one that I love is like a cult favorite that you can only get on Amazon is the Biore UV.
Oh, Aqua my God. Essence. Oh,
yes. SPF so 50. Good. And Carlene just went to Japan and we did a whole JBD episode and she brought back the OG one for me so I didn't have to buy it on Amazon anymore.
Oh my gosh. That I literally bought some when I was in Tokyo.
You did.
Yeah. I think I have an extra. Yeah. I can give you one.
I'm offended.
Sorry. I bought you an eyeliner.
Yeah, she did. And earrings.
All the Japanese sunscreen, like if there's ever an opportunity, I just feel like they have gotten the textures on lock. Mm-hmm. Just like that milky or the water, like the water gel sunscreens. Mm-hmm. It's just the best.
J Beauty obviously makes
so nice.
Yeah, amazing ones. But I personally use a lot of Korean beauty sunscreens because similar the technology. Yeah, yeah. Just you can't beat the texture.
Exactly. Yeah.
And all about K Beauty skincare all
same.
The way. Textures, the hydration, like I love it all. I don't think it's a trend. I think they really know what they're doing.
Agreed.
In same. Terms of innovation. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Do you have another? I think you love the La Roche-Posay as well for drugstore.
Oh,
yeah.
And any of the Japanese sunscreens. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. I feel like hair gets neglected, especially on Los Angeles. Like we don't talk about hair products all that often.
But then the episode that we did really well.
Yeah, so about hair tools and stuff like that. So what are some hair products that you guys think are really killing it in the drugstore world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to throw to your Batiste right here?
Oh, well, Batiste forever and always. Like, it's just the best. It actually absorbs the oil. You know, it really works and it's $5. And
they have a travel size that I neglected to bring, but I sure wish that I brought because I'm now on like day 4, which is why my hair is tied into like the tightest little bun.
It looks cute.
I have some dry shampoo you could take.
By the way, I just want to say on the mic, I used Sarah's bathroom and her shower is fucking goals.
Truly. I've told Sarah
there
that
is like an guys. Orbe, like I don't know how big it is in there. The shampoo and conditioner, I was like, I want, it's like a spa.
Family size?
Yeah.
Thanks, okay, guys.
We need to take some Instagram photos.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, yeah. I have definitely like asked Matt and Sarah if I could use their bathroom for shooting videos before.
Which 100% you can.
I'm like, can I just like rent out your bathroom for 24 hours? Thank you. Go somewhere else to go pee.
But you should talk about this. This is such a good one.
I genetically have the disposition of having a lot of gray hair, so I'm like probably 70% under this bleached bitch right here.
No way.
Yeah, so it grows really fast. I go once a month to get my hair done, and within 2.5 weeks my grays are coming back. It's just like this insidious situation. I'm like, should I just let it go at this point? I don't know. Anyway,
I think that's hot, but
it's like the goals is the Vogue editor from the UK with the ass length gray hair. I was like, can I do this? Can I pull this off?
Yes,
but then
you
I
can.
Talked to my husband. He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, I got you. Anyway, it's a risk.
We fully support you.
It's a lot of growing time too. But anyway, so in the meantime, I really rely on these root touch ups. So obviously the OG is the Color Wow over there.
Yeah.
Root touch up, which is $25.
Okay.
And that was just brilliant when it came out. It was like, there really was nothing like that. It's like an eyeshadow that you put on your root. It does not budge. You can run your fingers through your hair and you're not going to have it on your nails. Clairol came out with the real dupe, the Root Touch Up Powder. It's $6. Came out like last year or the year before. It's really good.
Yeah.
There's so many from L'Oreal now. You know, they're like, they've got to do it too. So I've got the pen here, which is pretty good. I mean, it is, I think it's like $8, $10. I like the convenience of just being able to do this and being able to travel with it and everything, but it can leave just like a dot and then you
it's
have
like,
to work it in.
It's almost like a Bingo Dabber style applicator.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a pen. It's convenient, but I actually do like, I like the Clairol one better.
Okay.
They also have a spray version that you can do. I'm not one to about the hair in the can. There's something about it. I just can't do it. That's like a dupe of the Orbe. Version the Orbe,
right.
And then I think the one thing to shout out that's like a cult favorite of a hair tool drugstore brand is that Revlon one that everybody's everybody's comparing to.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. An air app.
Yep. Exactly. And it's, I don't know how much that is, maybe $30 to $40. And it is just like, I know a couple people who bought the Dyson and then returned it and bought that instead and are happier.
Yeah. Totally.
Wow.
What is the name of it again? I'm blanking on the name of it.
It's like a brush. I can't remember
the
name.
We'll put it in our show notes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's like the Revlon brush. I have not personally tried it. I am a devotee to the Airwrap.
Right.
But I also think like...
But save $500.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Right? Yes.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. And also like if you don't think you're going to need all the attachments that the Airwrap has, if you just want the brush that's going to like straighten and style your hair and dry it at the same time, like it's that is... Hands down, like people are losing their mind over this thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh, we wish we could have you guys here for longer. Can you come back? Can you extend your trip?
No, let's go to them.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find you guys?
We're at Breaking Beauty Podcast on Instagram, and then they can find us by searching that in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and then breakingbeautypodcast.com.
Awesome.
Yay.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys so much. Thank it was you. So much fun.
We're coming to Toronto 2020.
Yes.
Yep.
We're going to take a little vacay up there.
Yep.
Guys,
but will you guys bring the weed whacker? That's what I want. Whatever that is, go buzzing outside.
Y'all, we record in Sarah's home and lawn day. It's lawn day. Yes.
We record and... They told us that when they first started filming, recording their podcast, they did it out of a public library.
That's right.
So, you know,
humble beginnings.
We all got to start somewhere.
Yes. We're all
one day we'll have
somewhere.
A studio, but
yes, for now. One of these days, we whack
our logs with Thursdays.
All right, guys, remember to subscribe to Gloss Angeles on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and all major podcasting platforms. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Oh, my God.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.